Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start things off in the NFL. Over the weekend at a fundraiser, Dak Prescott, quarterback of America's team, as you know, had this to say about his contract situation in Dallas.
Honestly, I'm focused on the moment, on the now. If the talks begin and real talks get to happen, sure, we can talk about getting that done. But in this case right now, honestly, I'm worried about just getting better, being better tomorrow than I am at this moment. So. Leaving that up to my agent and Jerry at this point, and when those talks begin, I'll be more involved, obviously. So
no talks today. Are you surprised with no talks today?
No, I mean, I've been in conversation. I've talked to Jerry, and so I understand where we are, obviously. And Jerry's mentioned the same, so there's not any gray area in that sense. So, yeah.
He talked about the cap and all the situations and why they're not doing
it. We had a great conversation. We had a great conversation that put us aligned and where we are and moving forward, and or where we are in this moment, I should say. And we'll address moving forward as that comes about.
Bill, buy or sell Dak entering this season in the final year of his deal benefits Dak more than it does the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to buy because it always does, right?
Buy.
At the start of that, he said, honestly. Buy or sell when someone says, honestly, they're going to lie to you.
Buy.
Honestly, I think you're the best, Tom.
Bye.
Yes, I think that. I mean, how many places this year, right? If it were this season, would roll out the red carpet for him if he had been a Bill? At least a few. I mean, a year from now, if things don't go well in New York and/or Aaron Rodgers retires, the Jets would make a ton of sense. There's a ton of places that someone's going to pay the guy.
Someone's going to pay the guy. To your point, I mean, he hadn't won prior to the contract he got last time from Dallas, and he got himself a fat contract.
Yeah. Now, that's a different question as whether or not I would pay him, but I don't know what choice the Cowboys have.
All right, Bill.
Buy or sell, starting now, Dak Prescott will have a better career than Kyler Murray.
Buy.
Wow, okay.
I think for me personally, that has more to do with Kyler, but it's interesting. I think you would get plenty of people who would say Kyler.
Kyler's younger, right? So there's more time, in theory, to be consistent. And they were a lot better. It didn't matter because they were already out of it, but when he came back from injury, they were better. He played well.
All right, Bill, speaking of playing well, let's get to some college football here. Now, in Texas's orange and white spring game on Saturday, Arch Manning got the most playing time he's seen since he committed to the Longhorns. Manning started the game 10 for his first 10 and finished with 355 passing yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. Of course, as you know, Bill, Manning had just five pass attempts all of last season, even with the starter Quinn Ewers getting hurt last year. Bill, buy or sell getting excited about Arch Manning's performance in Texas's spring game?
I hate how excited buy. I hate it.
Buy.
Because I am one of the contributors to the legitimacy of the question I'm now going to ask you. Buy or sell, you think Arch Manning's name could be an impediment to his success in this game?
Buy.
The expectations are massive. Let's just say, you know, if when he is the starting quarterback at Texas, what is going to be the equivalent from a media attention perspective? He's going to get more attention than Bronny James because Bronny's didn't play that much and obviously had that scare with his heart. And I'm trying to think what I can't think of a comp.
And whatever we think the comp is, because I'm with you, I can't think of one that would fit. It's Texas. It's Texas football.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, Bronny was playing at USC, and I'm not trying to, you know, belittle and that college program.
Yeah, college basketball is not college football. So, all right, you've got Bronny James, right? He's a thing. You've got Arch Manning. You've got Tiger Jr. making his sort of arrival to the golf game. Leo Messi's oldest son is a lot younger than these guys, but just scored, I think, something 10 or 7 or 9 goals in some random advanced soccer game. Buy or sell, you're looking forward to the era of the Hall of Famers kid that's obviously coming.
Buy.
You are.
I want to see it. And I want to see it. And part of that is not everyone is going to succeed. Some of these guys are going to fall on their face.
Yeah. What's really interesting about all those guys is you can't have the same hunger. You can't. The likelihood you have the same hunger is lower if you come from very successful parents. Right? I mean, LeBron's talked about like that he was working to get to something and away from something. Bronny James has a very different life. And that's the American dream. You want your kids to have a better life than you had. But it'll just be interesting to see all of these dudes, all these players, not just trying to live up to their dad's or their uncle's names, their family names, but also just how it translates when you don't have to succeed in order to have a successful life.
All right, Bill, hoopier than thou, and let's go back to Saturday. Anthony Edwards was chirping at Kevin Durant in the third quarter of Minnesota's win over Phoenix after Ant-Man hit a three over KD to give the Timberwolves a 16-point lead. They went on to win by 25. And here's Ant-Man postgame about his trash talk towards KD.
I think everybody here knows that's my favorite player of all time, so that was probably one of the best feelings ever in my whole life, for sure.
Bill, buy or sell after game one, you're not confident with your bet with your co-host.
I got a bet on the Suns. I will buy that I'm not confident.
Buy.
Thank you for the double negative. What really pisses me off is that I'm right in general. I'm right on the Pacers' youth crumbled. The Pelicans and the Thunder, their youth made each team crumble over the course of that game, but obviously one of them had to win and Shea stepped up. Young teams that experience don't play well. I didn't realize that Anthony Edwards was Michael Jordan. So that's I knew he was really good. Yeah, I've already sent John multiple congratulation notes on his win and here, all right, let me ask you this question. I have an expense account. It's part of the job. Let me finish. What are you saying?
No, you can't.
Hold on, listen.
No.
Hold on, just listen. I have a $1,000 bet. I'm gonna have four colleagues there. If we all went to dinner, I would expense it. Buy or sell, I can expense some of it.
No, none of it.
What do you mean no?
Sell.
Why?
That is not, no, that would.
$300 of it.
No, not even 3 cents of it.
What? I think you're wrong.
No, that goes against everything in the bet.
Why?
It's got to be your money.
I said I'll buy dinner.
No, that would be the company buying dinner.
If I took you to dinner, I can't do this, but let's just say that I took you to dinner and I bought you dinner with Paramount's money. You'd still have dinner. You wouldn't have a less of a dinner. I'd have bought you dinner. You didn't buy the dinner.
But in no way, shape, or form would you be paying for the dinner. You lost.
I didn't say I'd pay for the dinner. We said the other guy has to buy a $1,000 dinner. I didn't specify whether it was Bitcoin or my credit card or gold that I buried in my backyard or a corporate credit card.
This is all-time low. Even for you, this is low.
All-time low.
This is low.
It's still going to cost me $700 of my own money.
This is low. No, you cannot do this. No.
Why?
No, that goes against every etiquette in, like, that would be like me, right? Like, I never pay off bets. That'd be something I would do.
$1,000, a lot of money.
I understand, so you shouldn't have made the bet.
I'm going to get permission. I'm going to ask my boss how much I can expense.
You need permission from the rest of your co-hosts for this bet.
No, I disagree.
This is, you got some nerve.
This really offends you.
You wouldn't be losing the bet.
What do you mean? I would buy the dinner.
70% of it.
Well, I'm going to try to get more, but I guess. that's what I'm aiming for.
All right, Bill, let's continue in the NBA here. Michael Porter Jr. scored 19 points and had 8 rebounds in the Nuggets' Game 1 win over the Lakers on Saturday. And Porter Jr. saw his brother, Jante, receive a lifetime ban from the NBA last week, and he also had another brother sentenced to 6 years in prison for killing a woman in a DUI crash. Yeah. Bill, buy or sell what's happened in the last several days will impact Michael Porter Jr.'s performance in the weeks ahead.
I think it's a good question and a sad question. By the way, poor Michael Porter Jr. I mean, you love the people you love. It's his family. It would affect me, I think. But sometimes those things can also be a refuge, right? Kobe Bryant talked about that during his rape trial and those accusations. That the court was a getaway. In the event where he claimed, at least, he was falsely accused. That's a good question. It was buy or sell that it'll impact him. I'll sell. I think...
Sell.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been through something like that, thank God. But I think it might be the only place where he won't have to be thinking about it. Because you have to go somewhere else when you're competing. Mentally, emotionally.
All right, Bill. The Heat blew out the Bulls on Friday in the play-in. Afterwards, reports surfaced that Chicago had offered pending free agent DeMar DeRozan a 2-year deal that could be worth up to $40 million per season. DeRozan turns 35 years old in August. Bill, buy or sell this reported contract offer is a good idea for the Bulls.
Sell. They're not good enough. What is this keep rolling it back thing every year? Trade Caruso, blow the team up, start over. The problem is, and this was pointed out, every year the Bulls, you know, win 40 games or whatever they win, they make the play and they lose, and they make a bunch of money. That the team actually makes money. So the concern becomes the owner just doesn't care about winning. He cares about making money.
I'm going to say something here that's not fair.
Because they're not going to the apron. Talk to me.
Billy Text. Donovan has to regret not taking the Kentucky job.
I thought about that the other day, but I'm going to sell your perspective. And I'm going to tell you
sell.
Why.
Sell.
Guys like Billy Donovan are he's a hoop head, right? And the level of tactical difficulty, the chess match is so much more severe at the NBA level than the college level. I think he thrives on that. And these dudes didn't want to recruit back when there wasn't transfer portal and there wasn't NIL, right? I mean, that's all their full-time job. I don't think Billy Donovan will coach again in college if and when he can't coach in the NBA.
Soccer!
Don't do it.
You
just
wanted
nice.
Soccer? You got soccer.
Yeah, you're a jerk. All right.
Real Madrid defeated Barcelona 3-2 in El Clasico. The game winner, Bill, came in added time. Buy or sell this last week has been the hardest of your Barcelona fandom.
Yeah, bye. It was terrible. By the
way,
I know you don't watch these games. Barcelona's Lamine Yamal scored a wonder goal that they didn't give them because they didn't have the technology to see if it crossed the goal line. Whatever. I don't want to get into it. Did you ask me if it was miserable? I did not even listen to your question. I just guessed what it was.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. It was brutal, terrible week.
Bye.
Then I had to go sit in a green room with our Golazo Network people who were just talking nonstop about Barcelona. So that was awesome.
Bye.
Must be a rough week for you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Galazzo and Tom.
I'm just, you wanted soccer. I gave you soccer.
Can you name this movie? You ready? Here we go. I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to do it. I can't believe your wife left you at the altar. That must be so embarrassing. Yeah, and my parents died when I was younger, too. Do you want to talk about that? Why would I want to talk about that? I don't know.
Sell.
The Wedding Singer. Adam Sandler talking to a drunk frat boy who is making fun of him, like you are me, about his pain because he thinks it's funny.
I would never make fun of you.
Yeah.
I would never.
Great guy. Your friend for the ages.
I would never do that to you. Bill?
Hey, let me ask you this. You can see me on Skype. I'm doing Beyond the Arc, which will be on CBS Sports Network at 2 Eastern Live from this hotel room. Buy or sell, it's going to look sharp.
Sell.
Okay. See, I would never lie to you.
Oh, you're such a good person.
I would always tell you the truth. Bill, I got two soccer questions for you today. Messi had two goals and an assist in Inter Miami's win over Nashville on Saturday. The 36-year-old Messi has seven goals this season so far for Inter Miami. Buy or sell, Messi can be the best player in the MLS for two more years.
Oh, this year and next year? Or this year, next year, and the year after?
No, let's go this year and next year.
It's right on the board. I would have sold it if it was 3 years. I will buy.
Buy.
So as you know, I'm just going to brag about my kid. As you know, we've talked about that Henry, my son, met Messi last year. I mean, met strong. He got in a crowd. Well, I don't know. Messi got down and said something to him and signed his jersey. And Henry had not really ever been an amazing soccer player. He has literally transformed himself into a pretty good soccer player. Scored a brace this weekend. Henry has 8 goals in, I think, 6 games this year. I think he has scored, what is it? Let me just do the math on this. I think he scored 14 goals in 9 games since Messi signed his shirt. I think he'd scored 1 goal in his life before that. Buy or sell, you actually think Messi magic is real?
Buy.
It's pretty crazy, man. Look, I love my son so much, and my daughter. He was not a very good soccer player, and now he is amazing. I mean, it's the stuff he's doing. It's Messi, right? It's amazing how one guy, just a moment of kindness, can have such an impact on somebody's life.
Exactly. Like, Henry's going to look back on that interaction, however short or long it was, like, and forget about core memory. Like, that's something that's changed not only his sports life, but his life moving forward.
It's crazy. Buy or sell, Messi's acts of kindness make you want to start being nice to people against your history.
Sell.
It's just not my style. I got to stay true to who I am.
I gotcha.
It's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
Bill, buy or sell, it's fair to boo players this early in the Major League Baseball season.
Is this an Aaron Judge question? I won't judge you if it is.
Buy.
Yeah. Yeah, buy. You can boo whenever you want.
Buy.
I think booing's okay. I don't choose to do it. I don't let my kids do it. Henry started to boo at a game we were at. I said, no, we don't boo. Buy or sell, you'd let your kid boo.
Buy.
Really?
How else do you show your displeasure?
By not spending your money on those tickets.
That's fair.
But I'm trying to think why. I think we were the away team. We were an away team. And I just didn't feel like it was great to be booing the home team. You know, show a little respect. Also something that's not your style.
That's not my bag.
No, you're a respectful guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.